after they got rid of the Takana and getting married on Wednesday. Only then was the Takana. Only then was that the Takana de Triachle. Meaning the halach lamayip is man takana sachachamim zichron levroche, even if we're making kol tzarki atzude, lo batlu takana shakta. You never could get married on Sunday. So according to Rashi and the Rambam, the chiddush of the triachle is that only after the takana was batl to get married on Wednesday did we allow you to get married on Sunday. But bisman takana sachachamim zichron levroche, when you have to get married on Wednesday, even if you got it all together, you were able to get it all together, you still cannot get married on Sunday, you must get married on Wednesday. That's the pshat. That is the sheet of Rashi, with the Rashash pshat, and according to the Rambam as well, which is a tremendous chiddush, that even if you got it all together, I don't care. Bizman the Mishnah, you can never get married on Sunday, even the Triachle. The teretz of the Triachle was for after the Takana of the Chachamim, this Mishnah, the Takana's Chachamim, the Mishnah was bottle. That's the Machloikis Rov Rishonim against Rashi and the Rambam. Please get that. That's 21. 22. Give svaras, two svaras, for Rashi and the Rambam, that why are we insistent that Bizmana Mishnah, even if you got it all together, you cannot get married on Sunday, you must get married on Wednesday. What are the svaras for that? That you're so insistent on Wednesday all the time. What is the svaras that we're so insistent all the time on Wednesday? So, the Shita Mikubetze says, a svara, that if we matter a person to get married on a Sunday, even where you got it all together, people would make a big mistake and think you could get married on any days, and therefore the whole takana would go up in smoke. Okay? The ikar takana, because of takanas of Solomon, would go up in smoke, and the lashon of the Ritva, the Shittim Gebetzes quotes a Ritva in Yavamis, kol midos chachamim kachem, when the Chum make a takana, don't give me this business, keep, you got me that you make exceptions. The takana is made. The takana is made, Lamaisa. The takana is made with no exceptions. There can be no exceptions to the rule. So once they said Wednesday, I don't care if you got it all together. Because if you start making exceptions, the whole package is going to fall. Nisparta chavilu. And that's what the Rishash and the Chazam Sofer say, that Bizmanas Mishnah were insistent on Wednesday because of Takanas Besulim and Takanas Shakdu, and therefore, even if you got it all together, I don't care. Wednesday must remain. Mashenke Bizmanazeh, when there's no Kvias Yom L'Nesuin, the Takana was don't get married before Wednesday so you'll have a preparation for the Suda. If you got it all together, why not? So that's the first Svar. You got me, Ellie? That's number one. Number two, the Bach. The Bach said a different svar in Ibn Ezer in Simon Samach Dalit. A person that's making kol tzarki asuda on Sunday, the bottom line is, Daniel, he won't do a good job. He won't do a good job, even if he's a billionaire. Everyone needs the time. And even if he gets it all together, he thinks it will not be as nice. And therefore, Lamaisa, you think you got it together before Shabbos, it just doesn't happen, Lamaisa. And the Chachamim said, therefore, even if you get everything together, you think, we do not allow you to get married on Sunday, only Wednesday. Because we want 3 full days, you'll be open to get ready for the Suda. That's Bizman HaMishnah. However, Bizmanenu, where a woman gets married any day you can get married, it's not enough of a reason to exclude Sunday. Listen, if you get married any day of the week, it's not fair to Sunday. So we let Sunday go, and Sunday's okay. But our sugya halacha lamaisa is talking about where you could get married any day of the week, is even on Sunday, even is after what? After the takanas HaMishnah was nullified. So that answers number 22. The two svaras being number one, we don't budge when it comes to what? We don't budge when it comes to takanas, achachamim. We don't make any exceptions. We make no takanas. We're on shir number 5. Take the Daniel. Shir number 5, number what? 22. We make no exceptions. Otherwise, Lamaisa, it's going to get out of hand. So, Bizman HaMishnah, even if you got it all together, the din is what? Wednesday. Not Sunday. Daniel, you got me? The other svara is the Bach. The Bach saying you won't get the job done properly enough. Bizman takanas HaMishnah. Bizman HaZeh. Any day you could get married, so why is Sunday any worse than any other day? So it's not fair to Sunday, to Asr Sunday, Bizmanazeh. Okay? You got a chlorelli? Okay. That's 22. 23. Give two other svaras. why a person is not able to get married on Sunday, even if he got it all together. So the Prisha in Ibn Ezra Siman Samach Dalet or Zion says, Bizman HaMishnah, even if you're making Kol Tzarkei Suda, the Prisha says, Bizman HaMishnah, even if you're making Kol Tzarkei Suda, Lo Nosaf Yom Echad B'Nisuin. Okay? In other words, I don't care, Lamaisa. Bizman HaMishnah, even if you got everything together, we're not going to add one more day besides Wednesday. Right? The other days you can't get married. Why? Because Beis Din doesn't sit. Right? So the Chachamim did not want to mavato their kvius of Wednesday to add one more day. To add one more day, meaning Sunday, they're not going to do. But Bizman HaZeh, after the Kanas HaMishnah, you get married any day, everything's for following. So therefore, Lamaisa, they had no problem. If you got everything together, get married any day of the week you want. Because Bizman HaZeh, you can go to what? You could go to Beis Din any day, right? No, because Bizman HaMishnah, they're not going to go ahead and move away a Takana Nochem just for one more day. It was Wednesday. Oh, so you want to tell me Sunday's appropriate? Because why? You got everything together? That one day is not enough to what let the Chacham be flexible and move away from Wednesday. But Bizman HaZeh, anyway, Beis Din meets any day, and people get married any day, then Lamaisa Sunday is just as good as any other day. And there's no problem, Lamaisa, in that sense. So that was the svara that Prisha gave. In other words, for one more day, they're not going to say, oh, we're going to give in on Wednesday and get you get married on Sunday. No, we're going to stick with Wednesday and Asher Sunday, even if you got it all together.
Why is it only one more day?
Sunday. Only Sunday. Bizman HaMishnah, the only other appropriate day is Sunday.
Because
you got it all together and you can go to Beis Din next morning. They're not going to budge just for one more day. But Bizman HaZeh, as it were, Beis Din meets every day, right? And therefore it's appropriate to get married every day. And if you got it all together, then we let Sunday go. Why not?
What does that mean?
That was the Prisha.
What does that mean they're not going to budge for one more day?
Wednesday's the day. The only other appropriate day, Daniel, in the times of the mission would have been Sunday. And therefore, one day is not enough for them to give up on their takana of Wednesday.
But we're before making the takana
now. No. We're during the takana. We're during the takana samishna. Takana samishna is Wednesday. Because of adding one more day, they're not going to move away from Wednesday. It wasn't enough for them to do it. But Bizman HaZeh, after the takana samishna, basically meets every day. So Sunday is just as good, Lomais, as any day. Because you can get married anyway. There's Titus Pesulim any day. So we mainly let Sunday in. Sunday's fine. One day is not going to allow them to budge from Wednesday. That was a smart appreciation. Okay, and the last shot is Rechidushi Reb Shmuel, Simen Aleph, Os Aleph, that Bizman, the Chachamim, Zichron Levracha, Bizmeda Chachamim, the Takanas HaNishne, they specifically made a Yom Miyucha for Nesuin because of Tanis Pesulim. And they said Wednesday is the best day because of Tanis Pesulim plus Shakdu. And even if what? The time of Shakta goes out the window, the day still sticks. Mashenkin Bizman HaZeh, there was no special day enacted for Nisuin, and therefore, the general takana was what? Make sure you're prepared with your suda before you get married. And therefore, if you didn't prepare, you need 3 days. If you did prepare, then you don't need 3 days. There's no bitul takana. Because the Chiddush is, guys, Bizman HaMishnah, there was a takanas of a Yom Miyuchad L'Nisuin. Bizman HaZeh, there is no takana yom yuchel l'sun. The takana was just be prepared with the meal. And if you're prepared, it's fine. If you're not prepared, it's not fine. Take the full 3 days. But Bizman HaMishnah, there was a specific yom yuchel l'sun. We can't budge from that, even if you got it all together.
So what? What does that do anything? The specific day of yom l'sun?
That was the nature of the articulation of the takana, Ezra, so we can't budge from that movement.
I mean, since it was the takana.
Since it was the takana was to get married on Wednesday, you can't move from that. Even though Shakta doesn't apply because I'm dealing with a billionaire. Doesn't make a difference. There was a Yom Yuchel in the Sun, so I can't cancel that. Okay?
But wasn't the Yom Yuchel in the Sun also Sunday before Shakta?
No, we're talking Bizman HaMishnah, we're talking Bizman HaZeh. Bizman HaMishnah was Wednesday. Bizman HaZeh, it's any day. Okay.
Bizman HaMishnah was also Sunday before we.
No. Bizman HaMishnah Wednesday, only Wednesday. We're trying to be Masber, why not Sunday? If you got it all together, Sunday's not good because there was a Yom Miyuchel L'Nisun, which is specifically Wednesday, and not Sunday, and that's it, no matter what. However, after the Takana HaMishnah, the articulation of the Takana was the following. Just make sure you're prepared for the Suda. It was not a specific day. Therefore, we have no problem if a guy gets it all together. To what? To get married on Sunday. Bless you. Okay, that answers number 23. Okay, let's move on now to shear number six now. Let's go. So we finished five. Okay, we got it, Chlor? TV, you got me? Shear number six now, number one. What's the din if you say, Arizegitech imbati venenas? What's the halacha? Yaakov, you with me? What's the halacha if someone says, Arizegitech imbati venenas ubo? So here we had an interesting ra'ah, very interesting chiddush of the ra'ah, where the ra'ah says that the guy said, Arizegitech imbati, and he was forced to appear. Someone took him in a car and threw him in there and forced him to return. That was, the Tanai was fulfilled, ba'onis. What do you say in that case? The Ra'ah said, still we say, ain't on his begitten, and the get is chal. That's an amazing chiddush. Why is that an amazing chiddush? Because snus and prutzas are not appropriate in that case. Why not? There's no chash of snus and prutzas. The guy's screaming there and yelling that he didn't want to be there. He was forced to be there. So there's no issue of snus and prutzos, of not knowing what's going on, right? And they all have to presume what's going on. The guy's sitting there and screaming. And still we say lo plug rabbanon, and therefore we say it's a good get. So that's an amazing ra'ah.
Wait, so there is onus in there.
The ra'ah says it's a get. Ain onus begitten, and the get is chal. Allah l'maisa. Ain onus begitten, and the get is chal. Based on a lo plug, even though snus and prutzos are not appropriate in that case, it doesn't make a difference. Ain onus begitten is a chal, and therefore we say it even if it's not snus and prutzos. Now we got involved with the Tosfos. We'll leave that for another question, not today, Lamaisa. We'll leave that for another time, Lamaisa. We got involved with the two Tosfos, one Tosfos after the other, and Gimel and Aleph. But it's interesting. I want you to get this: that the Chasam Sofer points out a possibility that even without the Takana and Einonus Begitten, maybe it wouldn't be shaykh to say. He says, even Mechiyah Gav, without the Takana of Ein Onus Begitten, it's not Shaykh, Tainus Onus. You only say Onus Begitten where he says, Im Lo Bati V'Lo Ba. But if in Einonus Tanai Bati, and he ends up coming, anything that's Kum Vese, if the Maisa was done, that's not an Onus. Maybe he could say that's not an Onus at all. You follow me? Because he ended up showing up. You follow me? So you could say a svar eldi. I want you to get down. The reason why they get to get is not because it ain't onus begitten like the ra'ah, because of a low plug. Even though there's no tzus or prus, we still say an onus begitten. Maybe you could say the guy showed up. We don't call it an onus because the bottom line, he showed up. I don't care if they pulled him in a car. It's like, that's what the Chasam Sofer has such a possibility, because the Gemara says in Shabbos on Bechesam and Aleph that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it tonight with my Zebraishis, that if Klai Yisrael accepts the Torah, good, and if not, it will be Machshut L'Tov Avo. Klai Yisrael accepted the Torah Boinus. If it was Boinus, it should be as if we didn't accept it. Rachmana Litzlan. We always treat it like we accepted it. We accepted it Baratzon later, right, by Purim. But we did accept it. So he wants to say maybe it's not called Onus at all, such a situation. Okay. But Lamaisa, please get it down. No matter what the Ross says, it's a get, it's a get. The reason why Ellie is because why ain't on his begitten, and we say a low plug form, even though there's no tzunus of perutzos. Okay? Which is a phenomenal chiddush. Chasam Sofer says, I'll tell you a different reason why I think it's a get. Because maybe that's not called onus. The guy showed up in the end. Just like we accepted the Torah in the end. If the Tanai was fulfilled by Kum Vese, maybe we don't call that an onus. You follow me? Okay? That's a new svar I wanted to bring out. I don't think we said that originally in Shir. But I want you to get that. Okay? We got that, Chlor? Two reasons why. Another question, another time. Well, not today. We'll discuss the Tisus, Lamaisa. We had a whole discussion with the Tisus. Okay, that's one. Two, what's the definition of the din of Hefker based on Hefker? And what is the sheet of Rashi? Okay, let's get it. Mayor Simcha pointed out, Lamaisa, that we had said that Tosos says it on the spot here. He had in his notes, we also said the Rosh and Iran. There is the Kovitz Beforshim, I saw it in the office right before Shir. He quotes a Taisa Rosh, but I don't know. I could not track down where the Rosh and Ran say it. But it runs as follows: there was an expression used by many of the Rishonim, including Taisus and Rashi, regarding the following: when the guy gave the money for Kedushin, you follow me? It blew up based on Afkinu, and the expression that is used that the money becomes a Matana. The money that the man gave to the woman is blown up. It's no longer Kedusha, but we treat it, Daniel, as a gift. We treat it like it's a gift. How could that be? So there's a very important machlokes ksos nesiva siman reish lamed hey. What's the nature of hefker beis and hefker? Is hefker beis and hefker have the ability to be mafker money from Mr. X, or does it even have an overarching ability to place the money, take it out of Y, bank account, and put it in X? Does it have that ability? That's a very important machlokes ksos nesivas. So it could very well be, that's what Shechter Shlita pointed out, that all these Rishonim that use the expression Maos Matana, including Toysan the Dafer and Rashi, right? All those Rishonim we use are taking the approach that it's overarching. That it has the ability, because basically what you're doing is you gave her the money for Kedushin. You're blowing that out, basically putting it back by him and then putting it to her. So since the Rishonim use the expression Maos Matana, Toysis, Rashi, and the Dafter Ezra, since they use that expression, Maos Matana, they're taking an approach that Hefker Beis and Hefker is not just to be maftir, but it's what? But it has the ability to be makne. And Rashi Shitas explicitly in the Dvar Avrom, we pointed out in Gittin Daf Chofam et Aleph. The Gemara has a case where a husband has no money to pay the schar of a sover to write a get to divorce his wife. He wants to divorce his wife, God forbid. He has no money. She's the one who has, she has all the money in the world. He has no money. So the Gemara says we take the money out of her bank account and put it in his. Therefore he can pay the sofer, and therefore he writes the get. And Rashi invokes what phrase? Hefker beis and hefker. So the Dvar Avram says, you see from Rashi, Rashi holds not just hafkah, but also makna. But you see it also in our sugi as well. The expression of Maos Matana. And the truth is, we said that the Rashba in Gittin and the Yamshel Shlomo and Yavama say it depends on what the makor of hefker beis and hefker is. There are two makars given in Shas and Gittin Lamed Vav and Beis. Damar Yitzchok Minayin Shefker Beis Nayin Hefker Shemer Chol Shiyavu L'Shoshem V'Chul Yerem Chachrusho Reb Lozer Me'elo Anachlus. If you learn it out from the first makar of the first makar B'Chol Asher Lovo L'Shoshem Yachrem Chol Rechusho, then what's that referring to? Give me the Gittin. What's that referring to, Daniel? That's referring to be Mafkir L'Maisim. But if you hold from Elo Anachlus, thank you very much, Halach Lamais. You've learned from Elo Anachlus, which is the Pasuk where? One's a Pasuk in Ezra and one's a Pasuk in Yoshua. So let's just pin down which is which. Again, it all depends on the two Makoros of Yamshel Shlomo. Okay? Elo Anachlus is from Yoshua. Elo Anachlus is not just Mafker, but it can be Makne. Halach Lamais. Okay? The Pasuk in Ezra just tells you it can be Mafker. So it all depends upon which makor you learn, halacha lamaisa. Okay, you got me, Eli? That's what it depends upon. But I want you to get that expression, thank you, Daniel, of Maos Matana is taking a stand on hefker based on hefker. Okay? In the notes, Rosh and Ron, that must have been a mistake, lamaisa, because I couldn't find it, lamaisa. I don't know. Okay. Yes, Ezra.
Who says what? So says.
The shita in Simon Reish Laman is a machlokes ksos nesivis. Okay, so machlokes ksos nesivis. What the overarching principle is? According to the ksos, halacha lamaisa, they have the ability only to be mafkir. According to the nesivis, you have mamish koch like bailin. You could take the money out of Mr. X's bank account, put it in Y's. Okay, and that's this expression in our Rishonim. Our sugya is asumos matonet. Okay, you got me, Eli? That's a shot. Okay, fight. Yes, Daniel.
Yeah, how do you prove the fact that it says matana that you can
because otherwise they should just explode the money as Daniel and some money should be on the street. How do we assume we take it put it back in his account and then we take it out and give it back to the woman? The woman shouldn't be able to keep it. If you say Afkinu, just say the money he blows up is on the street. It's hefker.
So why don't you say that they're not doing this whole thing, putting it back and then putting in the woman? They're just changing his original intent. Like his intent was not to get married. His intent was to.
Intent was to get married. His intent was to divorce her, right? And the intent was to divorce her, and we're taking the money they originally got married with was to mekadosh her. Now we're blowing up that money, unraveling the marriage. So if you're unraveling the marriage, then the money should be on the street. Why would you say the money would be what? The money would go into her bank account. He didn't intend to give her a gift. He intended to marry her. By the fact that you can declare that it was a gift and give it to her, that seems to be highlighting this overarching principle, the tentacles of Hefker Beis and Hefker. Okay? Very good. Okay, that answers number 2-3. Let's get it. What are the two pshatim to be mazbe with the kasha of my shoktu? Where is that? We know the Gemara Klor. Now we're turning to Gimel Amid Beis. Gimel Amud Beis. What does it say? My shoktu. Frek the Gemara, my shoktu. What does my shoktu mean? What's the kasha? Oh. So Rashi learns, let's get it, give the two pshatim. What is the two pshatim to learn up the kasha of my shoktu? So Rashi and the Ritva learn that the Gemara wanted to know where's the source of shoktu. Is it Tanoic literature? Is it not Tanoic literature? Is it from an Amira? Is it a Tan or is it a Amira that said it? Because you got to keep in mind, the Gemara asked in Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak in the bottom of Gimel Aleph, Habinin Shoktu. It asked on a Amira. So Rashi and the Ritva learned, the Kasha of Gemara Daniel is it's got to be Tanoic literature. Where is this Mishnah? Where is this Brisa? It's got to be Tanoic because it's from an Amira. How dare the Gemara could ask on Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak who's an Amira from another Amira? You can't ask a Kasha from one Amira on another Amira. In order to ask a kasha, Abayinin Shoktu, like it doesn't give them off, that means it's got to be what? Foolproof. It's from Tanoic literature, Mishnah Brisa. So Rashi and Ritva learn, the Pshat is Lamaisa. Rashi, Lamaisa, and the Ritva learn, the Pshat is that where is it in Tanoic literature? Pasha Pshat. Where is it in Tanoic literature that Lamaisa, we have what? We have this concept of Shoktu. And the Gemara goes out and answers, it's this Anya. We have a Brisa. Beautiful. Okay, that's the first pshat. Second pshat, the Shita Megubetzet said a little different. Shita Megubetzet said, why is the Gemara Naman Alf a hack or ask on Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak? We don't like the Lashon hacking. Hacking is like, you know, like schmoozing. The Gemara is asking a kasha. It's not hacking. The Gemara is asking a kasha. What's the Gemara asking? The Gemara is asking, Habin and Shoktu, what is the Gemara so for hits with asking from Shoktu? Ask from the Bracha. Habin in Bracha, Kibi. That's how the Shita Megubetzet is masked with the Kasha of the Gemara. Why did the Gemara ask Habin in Bracha? That there's an Indian to get married on Wednesday and have to be on Thursday because of the Bracha Puruvu that they're talking. That's what the Gemara is asking. My Shoktu, the Gemara is asking, what did you ask on Amad Al from Shoktu? You should ask Habin in Bracha. And the Gemara answers, you know what? The Iker reason is not because of a Bracha, it's because of Shoktu. Okay. That answers number three. Four. Give two other pshatim b'akmore. Two other pshatim b'akmore as to what the kasha of the Gemara is my shoktu. So Zok the Shittim Gubetzes. Shittim Gubetzes is very bothered. We said, we thought, that this Lashon doesn't come up much in Shas. Yaakov, you got me? This we're at number three, Lamais. Okay, number four. Now, this Lashon doesn't come up in Shas much. Shoktu. You know what shoktu literally means? If you had to translate it? Diligence. The diligence of the Chachamim. What's a Lashon? That's exactly what the Shita was asking. The Gemara is asking, what is this Lashon of Shoktu? That they're diligent. That they're Misakin and Takana, that you can't move from it. So the Gemara says, yes. Even during times of Sakana, they didn't move from it. That's what it means, Shoktu. The Shita Megubetzet says another Pshat Eli, that's what my Shoktu means. What kind of Lashon is this? Diligence. And the Gemara, yes, quotes of Rises is this. They were quite diligent about it. Even during times of Sakana, they didn't want to move from this what? Takana of getting married on Wednesday. Okay? You follow me? That's the third Pshat. That's the first answer, number four. And then the second one, the Pnei Yoshua and the Chsam Sofer. What's the Pnei Yoshua and the Chsam Sofer? They say the Kavanas HaGemara was to ask, how do we know that after the time of Takanas Besulim was nullified, that Takanas Shoktu sticks? You remember this? Lefi the Ran. What did the Ran say? That the Ikar reason is Tainas Besulim, and Shoktu is a subsidiary of it. Right? If it was just because of Shoktu, they wouldn't have been Koveh a day. Remember we had that, the Ran? The Ikar was Tainas Besulim. So the Gemara is asking, even though Tainas Besulim is in Batal, which was the Ikar Takana, but after Shabbat Lagamri, how do you know Shoktu still sticks? Because Shoktu is a subsidiary reason. So once the Tama Takana of Tainas Besulim is bottled, how do you know Shoktu still sticks? So the Gemara quotes it from a Brisa, I'll prove it to you that it still sticks. Even after Mavatal, the time of the Besulim, still there was a Kviyas Yom of Nesuim because of Tainas, the reason of Shoktu. So that's the pshat. And the hochacha from the Brisa is, hazad muchach from the Brisa, that after the batal time, Tainas Besulim, Shoktu is still there. So Pnei Yoshua says, because the goyim were masakin, Abesulah gets married on Wednesday, has to have bia with the hegemon. So Mimela, the Takanas Besulim went out the window. Because everyone would say she became a bula because of the hegemon. Not because she was mezaneh. And still they insisted on getting married on what? On Wednesday. It's bottle likra tamasulim. Oh, it must be because of shakdu. And that's what it means, lamais. Even after tamasulim was bottle, shakdu. That's how the chassam sofer is masber. That's how the pshat is. The pnei yoshu is masber. The pshat in the brisa. Okay, it's a moira that kept pshat lamaisa. Four pshatim keep it. My shakdu. We'll write our own art scroll, lamaisa. My shakdu. What's the pshat lamaisa? What to synchronize it? Those two questions to summarize. How would you say it? My shakdu is what? Where's the Tanaic literature? You could ask a kasha on Meir. The other pshat is what? No, what's the other pshat? My shaktu is what? Why'd you ask about shaktu on Omer Aleph? You should ask me Tam the Bracha. What's the third pshat? The third pshat is a lashon of diligence. Where's the diligence? Quote a brice of Yom Sasakana. And number four? What's number four? It's a subsidiary takana, but how do you know when the Iker takana that Basulim went up in smoke, that shaktu is still stuck? We show it because Hegmon. Tainus Basulim went up in smoke, right? Because of Hegmon, so still we had it because of Shakta to get married on Wednesday. Okay, fine. Five guys, let's go. What is the din if the chassan doesn't want to schlep for the suda? You know, we say, maybe you're not ready to get married, mister. That's what I'm saying as a milsab de bedichte. That's milsab de bedichte, Joe, lamais. Okay? Yes, Ezra, real quick.
Who said the third shot?
The third shot was the Shita Megubetz, is the second shot of the Shita Megubetz. Okay. So we said if the chassan does want him to suda, we have to counsel him. Okay, but let's talk in lomdus. What is the chassan doesn't want to litroch besuda? So we said pshat that the rimigash, who is the rimigash? Talmud of who? Of the Rif, but the Rebbe of who? We said this. The father of the Rambam. Many people make a mistake and they think the rimigash was the Rebbe of the Rambam. He was the Rebbe of the father of the Rambam. The Rambam writes in one place that when he looked at his father, his own father, it was as if he saw the Rimegash. He was Mamish Atamun Nuvak. He Mamish looked like him. And I found this from Rav Katzev Shlita, the great Gaon, one of my Rebbeim from Shalbim, has on yeshiva. He has on yeshiva now in Orishal in Beit Shemesh. He's a great Gaon. He's asleep only 2 hours a night, we said. Hesden, when he was in Hesder. Unbelievable Gaon. Rav Katzev Shlita, Gaon Oilam. So, his Rebbe in Shalbim was Rav Zalaznik Zatzal. Rav Zalaznik was a Ben Bias Tamamur, Mr. Zalman. And they say he looked like him. They say that Rav Zalaznik looked like a Mr. Zalman. So you see also, Lamaisa, that we bring Rishonim and we bring him in from this door. So the Rishonim here quote the Rimigas, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ran, and they say Bifarish. They quote Bishem, the Rimigas, Rabin Ephraim, and the Rif. If the Chassan doesn't want to do it, tough luck. We kofim to be torech to make a suda. It's a takanas chachamim, sir. And we don't say efshi b'takanas chachamim. In Shas, later on even in Ksubis, there's this notion, efshi b'takanas chachamim. Right? There's a reciprocal relationship. The husband gives mizonos, and she gives what? Her salary back. Let's say she doesn't want it. She'll make her own food. She can do that. Right? Any mizonos veniosa. Certain takanas, you have the ability to say efshi, I don't want it. Not here. They quote the Rimigash Rabbein Ephraim in the Rif. Listen, sir, you want to get married? We call for him to be Torech, to get his suda together. Fine. And we said a little bit more. Please get this. The Rashban, the Ran, quote Rabbein Chanan, we said that the Takanis Chachamim, even if he did not elucidate this with Kabbalah on himself, I don't care. It's automatic. Any chassan that gets married, you have to prepare a nice suda, halacha lomais. To the degree we said, please get this. The Gemara says later on, "Memchesem Rafan Armasecha Ola Imo Veni Aredisimo." Let's say he's poor and she's rich. He's got to make a suda that's roy for her richness. That's the phrase. Please get it. Ola Imo Veni Aredisimo. If he's rich and she's poor, she rises to his level. He's got to what? Make a suda as if she was rich. But if she's rich and he's poor, he's got to be mild himself to be as rich like him and prepare a suda that's fitting for her. To that degree, we said. So no way out of this. Okay? There's a good musr in Lamaisa Parnosa for Parnosa. Person's got to have, Bezer should get ready for Parnosa when he gets married. He's got to have a plan based on what you see from there. Okay. Fighter. That's number five. Six. What happens if the woman wants to be mochel on the Kanashakta? A Sedekis. What do we say? This is a major machloikis in the Rishonim, we said. The Ritva writes, even if she's moichel, We do not letter moichel, halacha l'maisa. Ein biyada limchol, doesn't work. She cannot be moch on this takana of shaktu. However, the Ra'ah argues in the Meiri, and they say that she, if she's mocho, he does not have to what? Torech for the Suda. However, halacha l'maisa, there's one caveat to that. Okay? What's the caveat? He can still be ma'akev the wedding. Okay? He can still be ma'akev the wedding and say, listen, he wants to be Torech b'suda, even if she doesn't want it. Maybe he doesn't want people to think badly of him. Okay? You know, because, or number one, either he's a rich guy, and even if she doesn't want, he wants. Or number two, he doesn't want people to speak badly about him, that he's a schlepper, that he didn't want a schwitz to make it a nice suda. The nafkamina was, if he gives man on Sunday, is he chayv mizonos till they get married? So what do you say? So if we assume the mechila right, halach l'masha imo ila mechilasa, ain't komania lisa biomecha. If you consider her mechila to be good, Yossi, then he's going to have to what? Pay the mizonos. Should have got married on Sunday, right? But if you hold that what? He can make a claim. That's if everything's all equal. But if he makes a claim, listen, he wants it to be what? Becoveted because he's a wealthy guy, or he doesn't want people to speak badly about him, then in that case, he can't potter. So Nakamo, let's get this question. Eldi, you got me?
Yeah.
Number one, according to the Ritva, you can't be mochel. She can't be mochel. According to the Ra'ah, she could be mochel. However what? However, the husband has the option to say, I still want to make it a fancy suit. Either because he's rich or doesn't want people to speak badly about him. So the nafkamina clearly is, if it's Higiyah's mine on Sunday, right? So halacha l'maisa, what's the din? Higiyah's mine on Sunday. So according to the Ritva, l'maisa, according to the Ritva, what do you say? The mechila doesn't work. So obviously he doesn't have to pay, right? Because you're not supposed to get married on Sunday, right? Correct, but if you hold like the Ra'ah that you Ra'ah and Amira, you can be mochel, right? And everything's all equal. Then Lamaisha, they should get married on Sunday. He should have to pay till they actually get married, unless he raises his hand and says, "Oh no," he says, "because I'm wealthier, because I want people speaking badly about me, I want to prepare for 3 days." Then in that case, he doesn't have to pay. Lamaisha, what do we paskin? Please get it down. The Chalkos Mechokik, we said Simin Samach Dalat Sifkanei said a woman could be mochel. The Machnas said the same thing, along with the Aruch HaShulchan was Medayik from the Shulchan Aruch himself that the Kalas Shosekis. Her relatives can claim from the husband Litroch Lachin Besudin. Interesting. So if she's quiet, the relatives can say, we want a full-blown meal. But if she's Mochel Beferish, she beats out the relatives. If she's quiet, then the relatives can speak for her and say, we want a meal. If she says she's Mochel, she overrides the relatives. So it seems like we paskin Lahalacha, like who? Like the Ra'ah and the Miri, that she could be Mochel. To the degree that even if the relatives want it, she overrides the what? The relatives. Okay? So it seems like we paskin like the Ra'ah and the what? And the Meiri. Okay, good. So it's interesting. He can't get out of it, and she could be Mochel, Ladin. Okay, that answers number what? Number six. What are the three shittas in the Havamina, the Beer, of the Brisa, when it says Sheni Lo Yichnos on Gimel and Beis? It says on Monday they can't get married. Okay? On Monday they can't get married. So the truth of the matter is, there are three pshatim, okay? There are three pshatim, so let's get them. Okay, it says, Sheni lo yichnos. Number one, Rashi, Lomaisa, and the Ritzpa say that this phrase is a hemshich of the Brisa. It said, on Sakana, the minig was to get married on Tuesday. And what does the Brisa add on? That if the Sakana is only on Wednesday, you're only allowed to get married on Tuesday. You cannot get married 2 days earlier. I want you to get that. Pashup Shat, the way Rashi and Ritzpah learned the Havamina, Daniel, is that Sheni Lo Yichnos means if there's a Sakana on Wednesday, no problem. Get married on Tuesday. But don't dare push it off 2 days earlier and get married on Monday. You follow what I'm saying? Okay? That's how Rashi and Ritzpah, Pashup Shat, learn up the din. And what does the phrase Imachmas Onis Mutter mean? What does it mean? According to Rashi and the Ritzpah, what does the phrase mean? That if there's a danger on what? Bless you. If there's a danger on what? On Tuesday, you're allowed to go to Wednesday. You're allowed to go to Monday. Okay? So again, Nachamal. If there's a Sakana on Wednesday, the minig is getting married on Tuesday. If there's a Sakana also on Tuesday, then you can go to Monday. But if the Sakana is only on Wednesday, you can only go to Tuesday, cannot go back to Monday. That's how the Rashi and Ritzbah learn upshot. However, the Ri in the Tosis there on the top of Gimel and Beis argues, and he says as follows, please get it, that the phrase Sheni lo yichnos is not relating at all to Sakana. Nochem. It's a new general din that you're never allowed to switch the chasna from Wednesday. And the phrase machmas onis mutter means, even if there's a sakana on Wednesday, it's mutter to get married on Monday. You follow what I just said? They're allowed to go back 2 days. According to Rashi and the Ritz, with the sakana on Wednesday, only allowed to get married on one day earlier on Tuesday, not on Monday. Comes the Ri and says, that's not true. If there's a sakana on Wednesday, you can even go 2 days early. So what did the phrase mean, Shein Eliyahu? It had nothing to do with Sakana. It just meant you can't deviate from the date of getting married on Wednesday. So those are the two pshat. And then we had a third pshat. There were some Gedolei Achronim, namely the Gedolei Achronim, who was the Marsha and the Maram Shif, that wanted to say in Rashi, what's the halacha, Shein Eliyahu, even if there's a Sakana also on Tuesday? You hear this? You cannot get married on Monday. The only time they allowed in this sakana is an often that the sakana is on Wednesday. They allowed you to get married on what? On Tuesday. Okay? But Lamaisa, if the sakana is also on Tuesday, halach Lamaisa, you cannot get married on Monday. That's how the Maharam Shah and the Maharam Shif say pshat in Rashi. And the Pnei Yeshua says it's not mashma like that in Rashi. It's not possible like that in Rashi, but Lamais, a Pisvara one would have thought, if there's a Sakana on Tuesday, right, get married on Monday. But somehow, they want to say the Pshat of Sheni Lo Yichlos is Monday is always off limits. Even if there's a Sakana on Wednesday and Tuesday, Monday is always off limits. But Sheni Lo Yichlos. That's how they want to say Pshat in Rashi. It's amazing. Chiddush. Okay? The only time we allow Sakana is to get married on what? If the sakana on Wednesday, we allowed it on Tuesday. Amazing chiddush, al peep shot lamais. They're only willing to ochre the takana one day, and one day alone. Okay? Rashi's mashma osa sakana, the sakana was on what? Sakana was at that same sakana. So lamais, it's an interesting chiddush, but I want you to get it down. Okay? You got it, Ellie? You following Yosef?
Who said the three?
The Marsha and the Maram Shif want to say this amazing chiddush that. Yeah, that Monday's always off limits. Even if the Sakana is Wednesday and Tuesday, you can't get married on Monday. They never want to be Okar Takana more than one day. Okay? That answers what? That answers number
seven.
Eight.
Can I repeat the first one again?
Yes. The first one is Rashi and the Ritzba.
Ritzba
is quoted in Tosas in the top Tosas on Gimel Amud Beis. Okay? It's the top Tosas. One of the Bali Ataisis and Gimel is Ritzba. What he says, Ezra, is as follows. What they both say is that if there's a Sakana on Wednesday, you get married on Tuesday, but you cannot push it back till Monday. Okay? And the phrase Machmas Oinis means if there's a Sakana on Tuesday, you can get married on what? On Monday. Okay? Good. And then the Ri had a different shot that Lo Yichnos was just Sheni Lichnos had nothing to do with Sakana, just can't get married any other day but Wednesday. But if there's a Sakana on Wednesday, you can even get married 2 days before. And then the third pshat is Maram Shif and the Marsha Maram Shif pshat and Rashi, they want to tie an amazing chiddush. They want to tie in that in the pshat and Rashi, Bidas Rashi, that if there's a Sakana on Wednesday and Tuesday, never get married on Monday because we're never going to be okar to come more than one day. Can't make it 2 days before. Okay, that answers number what? Number seven, eight. What is the Svara? What is the Svara for Rashi and Ritzba that they don't want to allow getting married on Monday if the Sakana was on Wednesday? What's the big deal? No Guam on Tuesday, but not one day, Monday. Why not? What's the Svara? Okay. So, we said the Svara was as follows. Okay. We said the Svara was as follows. So, let's get it. The Svara was, Rashi basically said, because the guy's going to cool down. If he gets married on Monday, but and she's a Ba'ula, by the time Thursday comes to take her to Din Torah, he'll cool down and he'll live with this her whole life. From Tuesday, if he gets married on Tuesday and they have Bia Tuesday night, till Thursday morning is not enough time to cool down. He'll still be upset. He'll take her to a Din Torah. That's what Rashi says. Okay? That answers Rashi and the Ritzpah. That's shot and right. That's number eight. Number nine. Let's go.
What does the Rashba ask on Rashi b'sforoso? Rash was very bothered by this because the reason why we get married on Wednesday is two reasons. Tainus Pesulim, right? Tainus Pesulim, and of course Shaktu. He says, I don't understand. He says, according to Rashi, why couldn't Rashi say you get married on Tuesday and not Monday? Because why? What's the din? Yeah, Nachamol. No, I made a mistake. Number eight, okay? Number eight is not dealing, that's going to be the kasha. Let's fix number eight, okay? Number eight, I made a mistake on that. The svara is that at least Lamaisa, when you get married on Tuesday as opposed to Monday, at least you don't have full 3 days of getting ready for the suda, but at least you got two in. You go to Monday, get married, you only had 1 day. So at least you got shaktu in somewhat, okay? That's what Rashi says, dear Maska B'Shani, okay? I apologize. That was your miskai mixes satakonis chachamim. At least you're terech for the suit at least 2 days. You didn't have a full 3 days, but at least 2 days. But Monday, you don't. If you get married on Monday, you only have 1 day. That's terrible. That's what Rashi says. No. That's the svara why they don't allow if the sakonis on Wednesday to get married on Monday. You're allowed to get married on Tuesday. We're saying what the svara is, right? Okay. That's what Rashi says. That's eight. Nine is the Rashba's kasha. Rashba says, I don't understand. What does Rashi have to come out of that for? Why don't you just say, because why? Tuesday is much better from perspective of still being upset, whereas Monday he'll cool down. Just say that. And the Rashba says, the Yushami says exactly what I said. So what does Rashi have to stand on his head and say what? And say this pshat for? Okay? Why did Rashi have to stand on his head and say, at least you get a little bit of tircha in 2 days, Lomaisa? Rashi Lomaisa is very bothered by, why didn't he say the differences? The God be calming down. You have to say, according to Rashi, that Rashi learned Lomaisa that he disagreed with that Yushalmi. He held the Bavli, held against Yushalmi. That Lomaisa, you know, he didn't hold the difference between two and one, you know, the days of, he would still get it, he would still cool down. If he got married on Lomaisa Tuesday also regarding cooling down, that would be bad. Okay, so he didn't go with that svar of cooling down. That's what we said you got to have to say. But the Rash was very bothered by this. Why didn't he just say like Yushami? We just say we have to say Rashi held that. No, he would still what cool down. Tuesday also he cooled down. So that's why Rashi had to stand on his end. It's an issue of what shaktu, at least 2 days are better than 3 days. Okay, that answers number nine. 10. Give the two pshatim of the Pnei Yoshua to answer up Rashi. So we said as follows. Okay. We said as follows. The first pshat of the Pnei Yoshua runs as follows. We said, Rashi Lamaisa said the phrase machmas onus is mutter. What did that mean? If there's an onus on Tuesday, it's a mutter to get married even on Monday. Why don't you say a bigger chiddush? There's an onus on Monday or on Sunday, it's mutter to get married on the Thursday before Shabbos. That would have been a bigger chiddush. Because from Thursday till Monday is much more of a time, and we still allow it, right? Mashenkein, from Monday until Thursday, is only 2 days. So we said regarding Kirur Daite, according to Rashi, there's no difference between 1 day and many days. There's no, it's not a Chiddush Behetar Nesu'in on Thursday more than the Heter Nesu'in on Monday. Therefore, Rashi said the Iker Tam to get married on Tuesday and not on Monday is because of Shaktu. Because of Tainus Pesulim, anyway, Lamaisa, there would be a day waiting for Moshe until Beis Din comes. And again, Rashi doesn't care. So basically what we're saying, Rashi doesn't care about the Kirur Daita, the amount of days. You're always going to calm down. Unless you have it the night before. Then you're going to be upset. But anytime you start going away from the night before, there's going to be an issue of calming down. And that's why the Pnei Yoshua said he had to stand on his head and say this pshat. Okay? We basically hinted at it, but the Pnei Yoshua says that. Okay. That's number what? That's the first one of 10. And the second pshat of the Pnei Yoshua is the following. Beautiful pshat. He said, if the hegemon was to be bald, these women, Lomaisan, whole time of Tainus Pesulim went out the window. Even if you didn't find Pesulim, you knew it was because of the hegemon. So therefore, obviously, the reason why you're getting married on Wednesday is shaktu. So that's why Rashi leaves alone Tainus Pesulim. It's a beautiful pshat, we said. Rashi's not dealing with calming down or not calming down. Because that issue of Tainus Pesulim is out the window with this brisa. Talk about a hegemon. The hegemon lives with every one of them. So there's no issue of Tainus Pesulim. The only issue is shaktu. Memela Rashi says, get 2 days in the shaktu as opposed to one. It's a beautiful pshat, we said. Okay, that answers number 10. 11. give the pshat of the haflah, and the Chasam Sofer in order to answer Rashi. Oh. So the haflah said a different pshat. He said, you know what? Getting married on Tuesday and not Monday is not because of Tainus Besulim, because Adarabba. Maybe you could be baller on Monday in the daytime in a dark room, like we said. Tam l'chachem, dark room. Take her to Beis Din on Monday. Monday's even better than Tuesday than from a perspective of a Beis Din. No. That's what he said. Halach l'maisa. That's what he said. Even though we said l'maisa from the Tekanis HaMishnah, the Besula doesn't get married on Thursday night because we're afraid that what? You know, there'll be argument on the Ksubi, one end up being baller, Belila. But in our case, we're not cautious for that. Because even if the Baal delays the Bia on Tuesday night, l'maisa, they were no good to get married on Tuesday. Lav dafka Tuesday could have been, Monday night. So it comes out, mitam tainus besulim, there's no reason to ask her to get married on Monday. From a perspective, tainus besulim, Monday's even better than Tuesday. Because you could be baller during the day on Monday and take her to a Beis Din. Tuesday's worse. So obviously, when the Gemara says Tuesday's better than Monday, it's not because of tainus besulim. It's because of what? Shaktu. Because Tuesday's better. You got 2 days instead of one. It's also a Moira Dikat Teretz, we said, from the Haflah. Okay, and then the Chasam Sofer said, Pshat and Rashi, even though Lamaisa, you're going to be makdim the wedding to Tuesday, nevertheless, what are you going to end up being baller? Tuesday night, which is really Wednesday. So you fulfill the Takanas Chachamim. Wednesday night, you were a baller, right? And you saw that she was what? A ba'ula. What do? Take her to Beis Din, one the next Thursday morning. But the whole vort of the Chachamim was to have the Bia on Wednesday, so and Tuesday night is still what? Tuesday night is halachically Wednesday. So he says, in a certain sense, Tuesday is much better, because in a certain sense, not in a certain sense, in a real sense, you're still keeping alive the fulfillment of the Tekanas Chachamim. Whereas Monday, forget about it. Monday, Lamaisa. You cannot say the Brashin Aliyuk was referring to Tainus Besulin. Because anyway, he's going to wait until being bowl or until what? Till Wednesday. Lamaisa, you follow me? What are you going to say? B'sheni lo yichnos because of Tainus Besulin? He'll get married on Wednesday, but he'll wait to be bowl or till Wednesday. He'll get married on Wednesday, but he'll wait to be bowl or on Wednesday to fulfill the Takanas HaMishnah. So that's why Rashi steers away from Tainus Besulin completely. Follow me? You can't tell me, Daniel, B'sheni lo yichnos because of Tainus Besulin. He'll get married on Monday, but he won't be bowler till Wednesday. So he can fill the Tekanas on Mishnah. So obviously it's out shakdu that what? Tuesday is better than Monday. All these pshatim are meiridik. The Gedol Achlanim, unbelievable. Gedol Yishon, the Messiah, the legacy of the Torah. The Chachmei HaMessiah. Chachmei HaDairis. Okay. That answers number 11. Okay, let's go, guys. Now we get to the rules of Yarav HaYavo. Let's go. Number 12, what are the rules that Gabi did of Yarav Vayavo? General rules. We have a halacha that when it comes to what? Gilui Arayos and murder. Murder is based on a svara. Someone takes a gun to my head and says, kill Mr. X or I'm going to kill you. I have to say gezunter hei. I can't kill him. I have to let myself be killed. Who says that my blood's blooder than his? It's a svara. I have to let myself be killed. That's the din. Yarav Vayavo. How do you know when it comes to Gilui Arayos? There's a hekesh between Gilui Arayos and Ritzicha. Just like Ritzicha Yarav Vayavo, so too Gilui Arayos. Someone takes a gun to my head and says, live with that Eishes Ish. I have to let myself be killed. And number three, someone takes a gun to my head and says, bow down to this tree. I have to let myself be killed. Even in private, no one sees it. Yehareg Vayavo on the three cardinal sins. Okay. Can't hear you. V'aftas Hashem alakecham chol avavcha v'rezorin chol nafshecha. Even give up your life, you love Hashem. Okay? Fine. That's the first klal we must know. Number two, the second klal is that any other aveira in the Torah, in a private forum, if someone takes a gun to my head and says, eat a ham sandwich, I can eat the ham sandwich. I can eat the ham sandwich and let myself survive. Can I be machmer on myself and die al kiddush Hashem? The Rambam says, no. If I did that, I'm Yischai B'nafsho. Toysis in two places in Avodah Zorah, B'daf Chav Zayin, B'daf Nun Dalam Anaf, we said, says you can't be Machmer to die al Kiddush Hashem. Okay? So that's the first two rules. Got it? I don't know. I'm not sure. Maybe it's a Machleiz Mechaber Omo. We got to look it up. I would imagine Machleiz Mechaber Omo. I don't know. We got to look it up. Maklai's Ramen Taisis. We should look at Shulchan Aruch. Okay. in the Kiddush Hashem, Kufnun Vav, Kufnun Zayin, your day. Okay, those are the first two rules. Okay, number three. What happens if it's before Hesia? And a guy takes a gun to my head and says, eat this ham sandwich. If he's telling me to eat the ham sandwich, because why? Because he wants to break Yadus. Because he feels that if David Hirsch eats the ham sandwich, it's going to affect Judaism. If he's doing the breakdown Judaism, I have to let myself be killed. It's a chil Hashem. You follow me, Daniel? If he owns ham, and for some odd reason, I don't know why me or anyone else, let's say, I don't know, whoever it might be, the prime minister or something, if the prime minister would eat the ham, somehow the ham prices will go skyrocketing. Oh, the guy. The only reason why he's making the guy eat the ham, he's making me eat the ham, is because he's going to make billions of dollars in ham, because he owns a ham business. He's not trying to break down Yadus. In that case, I don't have to let myself be killed. There's Yavor v'al Yahari. You got me? That's the third rule before I ask you. Yaakov, you got me on this? Okay? This is general rules about it. Let's get it. And number four, the fourth rule is a rule called Shas Hashmad, where their mom is trying to what? Publicly destroy us, God forbid. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, Perakei, which is the Perak on Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, he says, Melech Rosh, like Nebuchadnezzar and his friends, make a gzeira to destroy us and to bring us, you know, bring us down from Yadus, even if it's a situation of what? Arka de Misane, changing shoelaces, that they want to make the Yidim do something with their shoelaces, more than a goy. It's not a mitzvah, it's not even a minig, even if it's a drabanon, yehareg val yavor, even an arkad in the sand. So those are the rules. Let's go over the rules. The shlosha there is yehareg val yavor. Even what? Even betzinit. We know the makaris. Ritzicha svore, the gilirais a hekish, and avodah zarah is a posik. Yeah? What about ham sandwich in private? No, machleis ram tois with the kibibach. Correct, Daniel? Second level, if it's in front of 10 Jews, right, ham sandwich, if he's breaking that out, it's yara val yavor. If it's just to make money, no, yara yavor val yahari. Then the third level is what? Shas Hashmat, even a minig, lemais, you have to give up your life. Okay, those are the rules, guys. Okay, we got them clear. That answers number 12. 13, let's go. What was the kash of the Gemara? Nogu legamre. Nogu legamre nakre. And what is the kasha on the kasha? So what does it say, Ezra? It says pshat, guys. It says, the Gemara says, I can't believe this. Nogu, they have a minig to get married on Tuesday. Just get rid of the whole takana. Just get rid of the whole takana, right? That was the point in the Gemara where they thought it was what? The Hegemon would kill them, not live with them, no. Remember that Havamina? Inivinig, inivinig. We have to go inivinig, inside, I hope, in Seder. What does it say? It says Yaharek. They would kill the people, the Havamina was. Legamre, Nyakre. You should uproot the whole thing. Reboina Shaloylam, how can you risk this? That was the Kasha, the Gemara. The Gemara says, Nogri, get married. Sakonis the Foshis, get rid of the whole thing. Right? Get rid of the whole thing. That was the Gemara's Kasha, right? The Havamina was that the Hegemon would kill any Basula that got married on Wednesday. So get rid of the whole Takana the Gemara's Kasha was. What's the difficulty with that Kasha? The difficulty with that Kasha is as follows. Okay? The difficulty with that Kasha is as follows, Lamaisa. Okay? We just got through saying that what? What's Halacha? If there's a din of what? It's Shas Hashmad. Shas Hashmad Lamaisa, yes? What do we say about Shas Hashmad? What do we say about Shas Hashmad? You have to give up your life. So why would the Chachamim, why is it upon the Chachamim to be okur to the Takana Adarabba? They should be Moser Nefesh al Takana Zu v'Harav al Yavor. How can the Gemara get the cash out of their mouth? Uproot the Takana. What do you mean? This is Shas Hashmad. We're not going to move one thing in Halacha. They should give up their lives for it. Frek the Rivosh, such a kasha. The Rivosh has this kasha. It's quoted in the Shittim Gebetas here. It's a great kasha. How could Gemara suggest, Daniel? Uproot the takana. This is Shas Hashmad. Oh. That's 13. 14. Give three terutzim to this kasha. So Lamaise, we said like this. Amazing. Number one, we said as follows. Okay? Number one, the Pnei Yehoshua is... We give three terutzim to this kasha. Okay? Let's go. First terutz to this kasha we want to say is amazing. You know what the Rav Ash says? Who has to give up your life when Shas HaShemad is done? The people that the Shas HaShemad is speaking to. They were speaking to the women. They weren't speaking to the Chachamim. Since the Chachamim weren't being spoken to, therefore the Chachamim should have what? Should have what? Okur their Takana said, no one come to Ibud Nefesh. The Takana wasn't on the Chachamim, it was on the women. So Meil wasn't Shas HaShemad for the Chachamim, it was for the women. Beautiful teretz, that's one. Kos Ashri, second teretz, Osei, please get it. Kevin Sheakru, Bezen, Lake Yisra, Mishumei, Sara. Fianira, Kavaraso, Kirivosh. So what's the teretz? The Agos Ashri says, since the Bezen was Okrit, there's no Yisra anymore of Esara. Strange what he means, no? Strange what he means, we said. What does that mean exactly? Poshup shot is he means like the revosh. That's what you have to say. Kevin Jakru Bezdin Lake Isum Ishum Esor. Maybe that's what he means, Lamaisa. Maybe that's what he means. It wasn't upon them. So we're going to say that Agos Ashri is like Hula Revosh. That's one answer. Problem with that is the Pnei Yehoshua didn't like that because the Gemara says what? What does the Gemara say? In Sanhedrin. That Shas HaShemad, even if the Goyim tell you to change something, you have to give up your life. I don't understand. Why did the Chamim be Oker the Minig not to lead to Ibud Nefesh? In other words, from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daniel, you don't see that Chiluk seems to be so strong. Baruch Shem Chazorre. I didn't understand that Kash originally when we did it. But the Kash is, that Chiluk you see from the Gemara, that the Shas HaShemad about wearing the shoelaces wasn't on the Chamim, it was on the general populace. So why didn't the Chamim just say, you know, Lamais, it's no, you know, they changed the Minig in order that no one would get killed. You see that it's a problem, no matter what. Okay, so that's, Lamaisa, we gave, what'd you say, Ellie?
I don't get that Agos Ashri at all.
The Agos Ashri, we're going to say, is like the what? Like the Rivash, that it wasn't upon, it was on the women, not on the Chachamim. So they should have changed it to Kana, so no one would come to what? Come to Pikuach Nefesh issue. You follow me? That's the basic thing we want to tie in. That's what I think you got to say. So that's one answer. We're going to say the Agos Ashri is like the Rivash. But the problem with that is, 1 second, Ezra. The problem with that is, Ellie, you follow me, is that the Gemara in Sanhedrin seems to not make that distinction. Once it's on Jews, it doesn't make a difference. You follow me? You can't say, oh, it wasn't on the Chachamim.
It's not on Jews, it's on women in general. All
women. Okay, but we seem to see, the Gemara seems not to make that chiluk. We're all in the loop together. So you know what I'm saying?
It's on non-Jews also, non-Jewish women also who get married.
No, it's on only the Jewish women, Basulas. Jewish women.
Any Basula, no?
Yeah, the Jewish women, meant the Jewish women. The Greeks were doing the Jewish women. Yeah, the Romans were the Jewish women. Poshup shot the Jewish women, yeah. They come to uproot it. Yeah, it was on the Jews. So Takon said, it was a Shas HaShemad. So that's the first teretz, okay? That's the first teretz. You got me? Okay. Another teretz is the Pnei Yehoshua. What's the Pnei Yehoshua say? Amazing teretz. I want you guys to get this. He wants to say there's a difference between Kum Vase and Shev Al Tase. You got me? What do I mean to say by that? What did the non-Jews enact? You're only chayv to give up your life if the gozer for you to do something kum vese. Here the goyim or gozer what? To be over a mitzvah satere b'shev al tase. You're not mechuyv to give up your life. What was the gzeres hashmat here? Not to get married on what? What was the gzeres hashmat? The gzeres hashmat wasn't that he couldn't get married in another day, right? The kiyum of the gzeres was a bitl takana kum vese. It was you shouldn't get married on what? On Wednesday. That was the Shas HaShemad. That gzer is like Shev Al Tase or Kum Vese. What do you say? You guys tell me. That's Shev Al Tase. You're not mechuyev to give up your life for that. Pnei Yehoshua says, that's why. Halacha L'maisa. That's the Pnei Yehoshua says, Halacha L'maisa wasn't Shas HaShemad. Shas HaShemad is Yarav HaYavrafir has to be Kum Vese. This was Shev Al Tase. Now, that's according to Rov Rishonim. I want you to get that down. Rov Rishonim, the Ramah quotes this, Daniel. The Ramah quotes this shita, like the Ramban, the Rashba, Ritva, the famous Ran and Shabbos, You're not mechuyev to give up your life unless it's a kum vese. If it's shev al tas and not to put on tefillin, you don't have to give up your life. The Ramaz in your day, kuf nun zayin, sif aleph. Kuf nun zayin. Was it kuf nun vav, kuf nun zayin? You follow me? The Pnei Yoshua is going like Rov Rishonim. There are Rishonim, though, please get it down, including the Rambam, Barvust. Barvust and Rambam, Kesev Mishnah, Lechem Mishnah. Barvust means famous. The Kesev Mishnah and Lechem Mishnah say the Rambam holds even Shev Atas, you have to give up your life. But we assume like Rov Rishonim, Pnei Yoshua is going like Rov Rishonim. So I wrote in this question three Terutzim. How many have we given? We gave two so far. The Rivash with the Gosh Hashri is one, Pnei Yoshua two. Number three, Bach. Bach, guys. Number three, Bach. What does the Bach say? The Bach, the great Bach, Rabbi Yoel Sirkish. Sirkish. That was the great Gadol, right? Avdol of those, not Bach and Beethoven. The Bach. The Bach. The father-in-law of the Taz. You follow me? The Messiah, Chachme, I'm a Messiah. Okay? I never thought of that ever. Okay, all right. Okay, so what does the Bach say? The Bach says, amazing pshat, we said. He said, halacha l'maisa, you're only mechuyev to be moshir your nefesh if the mitzvah is uprooted completely. Was this mitzvah uprooted completely here? No. It was just changed. They get married another day. The problem is when you awkward it completely. Here's getting married another day. That's not an akira gemura. Therefore, you don't have to be moshir nefesh on it. That's the Bach's teretz. Okay, good. So that answers 14. 15. The only time you have to be Moshe Nefesh was a complete eradication of the Takana. This was just moving you from one day to another, from Wednesday to Tuesday. So you don't have to give up your life. Again, this is all the Havim in the Gemara, that anyone who gets married on Wednesday would get killed. The Gemara says, and uproot it. Nagu lakre. What do you mean lakre? What do you mean lakre, lamaisa? What do you mean lakre? Right? Shasa shmad. Shasa shmad, lamaisa, they should give up their life. The Chum shouldn't be okur anything. It shouldn't move from anything. How do you get the cash out of your mouth? The teretz is, Eli, what? Is that it wasn't awkward completely. Right? It was just being moved. Okay. That answers 14, 15. Give two other terutzim. Yes.
We pass like
Rov Rishon. Someone takes a gun to my head. God forbid it. And there was a time of Shasha Shmat, God forbid not to wear tefillin. You don't have to give up your life. There's a famous Gemara in the beginning of Kuf Lamed Amlaf, the beginning of Pirkei Avos, Rabbi Elazar the Mila, Elisha Baal Kanafayim. There was this guy running after him, this officer, and all of a sudden he was wearing his tefillin, and he said, "What are you doing wearing tefillin?" So the rest of it became doves, because Klaiyos Doma the doves. So the Rishonim there are pilpulling. The Ron says, "Why did he put his life in danger?" Because it's Sheval Tase. He didn't have to put up his life in danger. So Ron discusses that. I'll show you tomorrow, Blinetter. The Ron discusses them. We'll look at it tomorrow. That's what they ask Lamaisa, how he could do it. So the Rambam will say, Lamaisa, he did it because Shev Atasi, you have to give up your life. Rambam will say, the other Rishonim say not that way. So we'll look at it inside.
Wasn't it a special mitzvah just once for him?
What'd you say?
Wasn't it just a special mitzvah from like God told him directly, you have to do this now because everybody's going to forget it otherwise?
I don't remember. Maybe that was one of the answers. Horah Shah. Could be Yosef. I don't remember. We'll look at it inside. Okay?
So if someone's already wearing his tefillin and a guy comes and says, take it off, you would not be allowed to do it. You'd have to take the bullet. Someone would have to take the
bullet. That might be the answer, what Ezra's saying, because he already had it on. So if he already had it on, maybe that's different. We'll look at it inside. It's a few lines in Iran. Now tomorrow I have to take my daughter for an interview for high school, so I'll give you questions. I don't know if I'm going to... We've got so many questions, we're behind ourselves. You know, I'm just, when I get there, I'll give you the questions, okay? When I get there, Rav Tversky Shlita is giving a hesped for his brothers at Tzal, 11:45. So... Yeah, we'll see, but I would like to get the questions. We'll see how many we do, Lamaisa. But, when I get here, we'll look it up, okay? When I get here, we'll look it up. Interviews at 10, so hopefully I'll get here by 11:30. Okay, so, but we'll look it up, Lina. We paskin like that, Allah Lamais. Okay, good. Let's do 15. Two other terutzim. So you know what the Chassam Sofer says? That the takana of the Chachamim was to do another day of Beis Din. Amazing. Isn't that amazing? When does Beis Din normally meet? Monday, Thursday. You know what the suggestion of the Gemara was? Don't make it Monday, Thursday. Make it what? Wednesday. That was the pshat, Lamaisa. And therefore get married on Tuesday, the day before that. and therefore the takana will be fulfilled. The ikar takana of the Mishnah was to get married a day before whatever basin meets. So switch from basin Thursday to make it to Wednesday. That's what they should have done. Okay, you're right, it's a big deal, Ezra. Don't you need to be greater by Chacham and Minyan? It's a good point. It's a good point, what we're pointing out now. But Lamaisa, that's how the Chassam Sofer wants to say it. Because Lamaisa, you could have finagled in a way that it wouldn't have been. Maybe you'll say, it's not considered to be an Akira. I think that's the answer, Daniel. Remember we said you got to be greater by Chacham and Minyan? That's it, to be repealing it? It's not repealing it. You're just switching the day. Even though we did point out the Ritva and Megillah Daf Bezmaf says this change of calendaric day is considered to be a what? Is considered repealing, but maybe this is different because it was a takana. It wasn't like reading the Megillah, you know what I mean? 15:14, that was from Divrei Kabbalah. But that's how you have to answer. That's the Chassam Sofer says, Eli, you got it? So in other words, they weren't trying to get rid of it. It's a different way of saying it. They were just saying, switch the day when Beis Din meets, and then Tuesday's beautiful, because Tuesday will be the day before, you know, switch it from Thursday to Wednesday, and Tuesday's the day before Wednesday. Okay.
How does that answer why they shouldn't?
No, so that this is all the answer to Gemara's Kasha. The Kasha was Ezra. Get rid of the whole Takana. It's a Sakana Stafashos. So what do you mean to get rid of the whole Takana? This is Shas Hashmad. We're not going to move a second from Halacha. That was the Kasha. The Terence is we're not moving from Halacha. We're just switching the Takana. That's all. Yes, Daniel.
How does that Chassam Sofer work with the Tosfos and Megillah on that pay?
That's what we're saying. You have to say it's not the same as changing a date. The changing a date was from the Tanakh of reading the Megillah. That was, you know, Divrei Kabbalah. This was just a takana that Ezra had made. Maybe it doesn't have that same tokif. So as long as I'm not getting rid of the takana, that's fine. When you switch from Sunday's in Tanakh, that would be called repealing. That's what I think you got to say something along those lines.
What about the
Tishba? That's that same
sukkah, yeah, Ramaisa. It's over there.
So we said changing a calendaric date is a problem. But I'm saying changing the calendaric date that's mentioned in Tanakh. They said the 15th, the 14th, Lamaisa. I mean, you're saying from Tisha B'Av, Lamaisa. Tisha B'Av. That's more of a kasha. That's not from Tanakh, you're saying. It just says the month, and that was a takanas the Chacham to do a specific day. So you see that's a day. It's a good point. That is a good point. It's a good point, Daniel. Very good. You see that also should be a problem of repealing. Why is this not a problem of repealing, Lamaisa? You know what I think the pshat is, Daniel? I think you could break it down further and say like this. The whole vort is to be able to what? Is to be able to take her to Beis Din the next day. So we don't care about a specific day. You follow me? The takana was the maisa of Ezra was that Beis Din should meet, so Beis Din will meet twice a week. That's what you got to say. It wasn't built on, it's not that he loved Monday, Thursday. You know what I'm saying? As long as you'll have 2 days. As long as they have now Monday, Wednesday. You follow what I'm saying? So vis-a-vis our takana of the Besula, it's fine. Because the day before Beis Din meets. That's what you got to say. Something along those lines. It's a good point. Excellent. Excellent point. Because you can't just say what I said. That's only by the Megillah, but you're saying by Tisha B'Av. And the Menchus Yonah had his Chiddush Som Chamishi. The takana of the Navi was one day in the month of Av. The Rabbanim were Masakin Asir, Tisha B'Av, right? That was our Bunik to takana. And still the Taisir's Pilpling, it's a repealing. Yeah, we said that it was a D'Oraisa question. Remember, it was a Din D'Oraisa, the Shiloh D'Oraisa. D'Oraisa, there's no problem repealing. Remember, that was Rav Shulti's whole Teretz. Right. If it's only repealing as the Takana, wasn't it? They're arguing whether Makriv Naf Mishim Bo Bayis. You don't need to have. So that skirted the whole topic. It's a D'Oraisa problem. But I think that's what you have to try to say. Okay. And let's finish up 15. Give one other Teretz to the Kasha. 5 Teretzim in general. Shittu B'Gabetz quoted the Shittu Yishana, which is interesting. And he said, L'chachila Chacham never made a takana where it's going to lead to takana of Jews. They never would make a takana or lead to takana of Jews. So the whole takana never got off the ground in a situation where there was a takana. So it's not a problem of Akira. It just totally evaporates. You follow me? It's not an Akira. The Chacham initiated when they made a takana that if it's going to cause a takana, it never got off the ground. So maybe it's not an Akira. So don't tell me Shas Hashmad, they can't move from the Halacha. The Halacha doesn't emerge if it was Mizmachim Sakana. That was the clause they put in the fabric of the Takana. Okay, very good. That answers 15, 16, guys. Let's go. How did Rashi Masber the Kasha of Nogu Lagamri Nyakre, and what does the Shita Megabetzis add on? Oh, so let's get it. Very interesting. The Gemara said, Nogu, what do you mean Nogu? Rashi says, amazing, in Dimaskan Akre, V'yiskenu lahem yamim acherim. The Gemara says, Nagu legamri nakre. Now, what a legamri nakre? Rashi says it didn't mean to get rid of it completely. Switch it to a different day. The Gemara was not to get rid of the takana, that you shouldn't have a Yom Yuchlin soon. It was switch it to another day. Now, what was Rashi's echreach to be mazber the kasha of the Gemara like that? Because the simplest reading of the Gemara's kasha is what? Get rid of it completely. Rashi stands on his head to say, no, set up a different day. Okay? So the Shita Megubetza said like this, guys. Let's get it. Shita Megubetza said, if the question of the Gemara was to get rid of it completely, then why did the Gemara set up the kasha on the fact that it said Nagu? What should it have asked, Yossi? Should have asked a better kasha and said, what does the phrase B'sheni lo yichnos mean? Which means what? You're not allowed to get married on Monday, but you get married on Tuesday, which is closer to Wednesday. The Gemara should have asked, why don't you get rid of the takana completely, and then you can get married any day? You follow me? Why does the Gemara ask on Nagu to get married on Tuesday? Lakre. What do you mean? It should jump on Sheni lo yichnos. Sheni lo yichnos. It should, on that phrase, which means you can't what? What is the phrase Sheni lo yichnos? You can't go back to Monday, so you got to get married on Tuesday. Right? The Gemara should have jumped on that and said, what are you talking about? Just get rid of it. The Chumim, why don't the Chumim get rid of it? The whole time can't get married any day. So since the Gemara focused on Nagu, it must be that the Gemara in its premise, Lomaisa, didn't want to eradicate the takana completely from getting married on any specific day. Just get rid of it from Wednesday and switch it to another day. Halacha Lomaisa. Switch it to another day. That's why Rashi says, and let's get rid of it, let's ochre it to get rid of it, that not to get rid of it completely, but kovei a different day. That was his echreach. Because the Gemara held in its premise, Lamaisa, we're being ochre the wedding from Wednesday, but still do a different day, Lamaisa. Because then you won't be able to get married every day. And that's why Rashi said that it must be Yamim Acherim. Okay, so that's what we said. It's still a little bit, Lamaisa, we're going to lead to the next point, but that was the Hechreach again, Nachamo. The Hechreach was, if it was time to get rid of it, the Gemara should have jumped on Sheni Lo Yichlus. Because Sheni Lo Yichlus implies not Monday, but another day. What do you mean? No days, it should have jumped on. The fact that it didn't jump on Sheni Lo Yichnos, it's Bechreach, the Gemara held, that we're getting rid of Wednesday, but we're going with another day. If we're going with another day, the Gemara says, Nagu, we should uproot it, Lamaisa. Nagu, Legamri Nakre, uproot it from a different day completely from Wednesday, and therefore, that's how the Shita B'Gabet says that Bechreach was in Rashi. Everyone got that? Is that clear? Nachum, you got that? I don't know if I have that chlor, okay? If I don't have a chlor, then how can you guys have that chlor? Let's try to think about it again. Again, the push of shot in the kasha is get rid of the whole thing. Rashi says, no, switch the day to a different day. Why did Rashi say it like that and not say a kipshuto? So the Shita Megubetzis wants to say, because if it was true that the Gemara was asking get rid of it completely, it should have asked directly on the phrase Sheni Lo Yichnos. What does Sheni Lo Yichnos mean? Monday's bad, but another day's good. Another day's good? What are you talking about? If it was to get rid of the whole thing, then it should ask on that phrase. The Gemara doesn't ask on that phrase. It says, Nagu Legamri Nakre. It must be the Gemara knew. This is, now I got it, Clore. It must be the Gemara knew that the Gemara never was trying to challenge, get rid of it completely. The Gemara was looking at another day. The Gemara now jumps on that day that you have in mind is not a good day. That day in mind is not a good day, Lomaisa. That day in mind is not a good day. Wednesday, and the minute was Tuesday? Get rid of the Takana on Wednesday and make it another day. Make it another day.
That's not
Legamri. What'd you say?
That's not Legamri.
That's what the Gemara is learning. Rashi's not learning Legamri, Daniel. Rashi's learning. No, the Gemara says, Nagu Legamri Nakri. Get rid of it from completely being on Wednesday. V'yiskunu yamim acherim. And make another day. That's how Rashi learns. The Gemara didn't mean to get rid of it completely. Because if the Gemara meant to get rid of it completely, hear what I'm saying. If the Gemara meant to say get rid of it completely, what should it have asked on the phrase Sheni Lo Yichlus? Because Sheni Lo Yichlus implies Monday's not good, but another day's fine. Another day's fine, no day's fine, right? Since the Gemara did not ask on Sheni Lo Yichlus, but ask on Nagu, Rashi says, I know the Gemara must have meant get rid of Wednesday, but do another day. And that's exactly what was driving the Gemara to say, Wednesday, they couldn't do practically, so they had a minig on Tuesday. Lakre, get rid of Wednesday and do another day so you can do it properly. That's the Vort and Rashi.
Why, okay? According to Rashi, why would the Gemara need to say Lagamre?
That's the Lashon. Lagamre means get rid of it completely on Wednesday. That's what it means. Lagamre, Wednesday, get rid of it. I'll tell you why. Because we're trying to keep the vestige of Wednesday. We're going to keep Wednesday. We can't do Wednesday, so we'll do it the day before. Get rid of it like Amre. Don't try to keep vestiges of it. Get rid of Wednesday completely and start over from scratch. A new day. It's a good point, Rishab. You hear what I'm saying? That's the word is. Like Amre, we don't want a vestige of Wednesday. Tuesday's a vestige of Wednesday. We don't want anything Wednesday. Get another day completely. That's what it means. Okay. It's a good point, though. Okay, very good. That answers 16. 17. What are the two pshatim? Give two pshatim why the Gemara didn't ask Kipshuto. Eli, you got it?
Yeah.
You sure? You want me to say it again?
I got it. Yeah.
Okay. All right, 7. You sure you got it?
Yeah.
Okay. 17, you say, you'll get it right on the Bechina, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. 17, if I give it to you. 17, give two pshatim lama Gemara lohikshet Kipshuto. Oh, so Lamaisi, you still got to understand, Lamaisa, why is it that the Gemara, okay, the Shita Megved says it's a chrech for Rashi, but why Taka didn't the Gemara ask Kipshuto? Okay? We were Mazbar Rashi, but straight up in the Gemara, why didn't the Gemara, Lamaisa, what is the Pshat, Lamaisa? What forced Rashi, right? We were Mazbar, what forced Rashi, but we're asking now on the Gemara straight up. Why did the Gemara say straight up, Okri completely, Lamaisa? Why didn't they also say Okur completed the Kana and not that you should do it another day? So we had four Pshatim on this, okay? 17. So let's go give two Pshatim, guys, okay? Thinking on Monday or Tuesday we'll do some of the Shir on Hanukkah, you know, I mean, that'll allow us to catch up, no? Actually, it won't allow us to catch up. We're giving on Hanukkah. All right. Believe that we'll catch up somehow. All right. The Shita Mikubetz, it says like this. Let's go, guys, okay? Shita Mikubetz, it says, the Iker Kasha, the Gemara is, on Wednesday, the Sakanas Tafashis, it was incumbent upon the Chamim to Aser Wednesday, in order that there would be now Sakanas Tafashis for those who got married on Wednesday. That's exactly the Kasha, the Gemara. Legamrin the Akre means, the Kasha, the Gemara, Legamrin the Akre means, Misakin another day for marriage, and therefore there will be an Isser to get married on Wednesday. Because you have to get married on the new day that the Chamer Misakin. And in that sense, you have what? You have solved Sakanas Nefashis. That's the Pshat. Okay? You know why it didn't say get rid of it completely? Because they wanted to solve Sakanas Nefashis. They said change it from Wednesday to another day. And therefore, anyone who gets married on Wednesday now will not be in Sakanas Nefashis at all. Okay? And therefore, it won't be a problem at all. So therefore, you see that what? It was incumbent upon Chacham to switch the day so no one would what? No one would be in Sakanas Nefashis. And therefore, Lamaisa, there would in fact be an Isser to get married on Wednesday. It's fascinating, no? Because they switch it from Wednesday to Monday, you got to listen to what the Chacham do. I'm just giving you an example. Sunday, whatever day you want to choose. But make a new day. So now once you make the new day, Wednesday's going to be Usser. So Wednesday's Usser, there'll be no Sakanas Nefashis anymore. That's exactly why the Gemara asked it in a way that not to get rid of it completely, switch it to a different day that will create an Isser to get married on Wednesday and it will solve the problem of Sakanas Nefashis. That's number one. Number two, the Maram Shif. Maram Shif says, the Gemara never asked the Kasha, Lamaisa. The Gemara never asked the Kasha in order that what? What did the Gemara say? The Maskana of the Gemara is a what? Wasn't that going to kill the Basulas, but that the Hegma would be bowl them, right? Do you remember the Gemara had a line that say that the Gzera is temporary, so we're not going to get rid of a Takana because of a Gzera that's temporary? The Gemara has that line. It says, Takana de Rabban, Gzera avida lebetola, that temporary Gzera is going to go away, God willing, and that Takana de Rabbanim because of a Gzera we're going to get rid of? So the way Tysus said it is that the Kasha was to be Misaki in other days, and he says, that's not an Akira. Masha'en Kane, when the Gemara said they're going to be killed in the beginning, Lamaisa, that was the Havamina, it's not Shakna Misaki in other days. Because even if you Misaki in other days, the Hegmon might come to be baller on that day. Halach Lamaisa, right? He might come to be baller on that day. It's not Shakna to say other days. Because even if you do other days, he might come to be baller on that day. and he's only miskavel hanas atzmo. And there's no chiluk whether you get married on Wednesday or another day. So therefore, we have to be okar the takana and gamri. So the Gemara answers, we're not okar at takana and the rabbanim because of exera. But in the havamim of the Gemara, Daniel, it was an issue of being killed, right? The kavana of the ha'agmon was not lahanas atzmo. You think he's not a... He didn't kill for his own handa. He killed because he wanted to break down Yadus. So therefore, you have no choice but to what? To switch it to a different day, and therefore no one will get killed. That's what it means. Does everyone get that? Nochem, you got it? The second shot is as follows. Let me say it over. There's Tosus already said there was a big difference between the Havim and the Maskana. The Havim was that the issue was that they were going to get killed, the Psulas. The Maskana was that the Hagman would live with them and have beer. If you're dealing with the second stage, the Maskana, that's Hana. The guy might show it up any day. I don't care when you switch it. So in the later on in the Gemara, Eli, it was talking about getting rid of the Takana completely. The Gemara says we're not going to get rid of it because it's only temporary. You follow me? But in the Havim, it was the issue of what? Being killed. An issue of being killed is an issue of what? Not Hana. It's an issue of breaking Yadus. So if it's an issue of breaking Yadus, then solve it by being Masakin another day. That was the transition between the Havamin and the Maskana. So the answer is number what? 17. 18, guys. 18. Give two other pshat, okay? We have a minute for Mincha, yeah? Everyone can say for Mincha? Good. Yeah, great. Okay. Ready, Yaakov? Okay, two. Let's finish up 18. 18. The tshuv is divri rivos. Says Lefi the Bach. What did the Bach say? Do you remember what the Bach said, guys? You only say what? What did the Bach say? Only it's totally eradicated, but if it's being what? It's just being switched. You don't say your Agval Yavo. So that's what the Gemara means. Yitkudulanem Yami Macherim. That they were Mesak in the Takana, because we're not Mesak in the Takana. That's if you eradicate the Takana, that's the Agval Yavo. They were switching into a different day, so it's not a bit of Takana. Therefore, there's no din Yargval Yavo. That's what motivated us to say that the Kasha, the Gemara, was not there uprooting it completely. We don't have the ability to uproot completely. We can't budge from Malacha. If you're going to go to a different day, that's fine. And then the last shot we said was the Mechassam Sofer, very Mechudish. As we said, that the Chamim should be Mesakin a new day where Beis Din meets. And therefore, as long as you get married the day before Beis Din meets, that's why Rashi said, Yikun Lem Yamim Mecherim. It wasn't referring to what, Daniel? The wedding. It was referring to when Beis Din meets. Memeila Lamai said, that's no problem. You fulfill the Takana of the Chamim. We said, oh, shtickle, why? We asked before why it's not repealing. Bless you, Eli. Okay? So that's up to 18. Okay, so let me just close. We're up to 19. We'll pick it up tomorrow. Let me just close with something about Hanukkah. Okay? Want to mention, amazing thing I mentioned, there were some of the fellows were by with Shalashidis, Ezra, Yosef, we're biased for Shalashidis. There's a Shem second semester. We have a Shabbaton. And then maybe bowling Saturday night. All in one Shabbos weekend. Okay? To cap it all off with bowling. So, it's interesting that if you look in the Gemara, and I want you to look if you get a chance, it says, My Hanukkah. Yes? My Hanukkah. Gemara quotes a whole brisa. You're not allowed to fast. You're not allowed to have a hesped. And it says, for the next year they were Koveya, Hanukkah be Halal v'Hodah. What's missing, Kibi, from the Brisa? What's missing? The Chiyum of Halakas Neiris. Rebbeinu Shalaylam. That is the Iker part of Hilchos Chanukah, Halakas Neiris. And when the Brisa says L'shana Acheris for the next years, where is it? How do we touch Halo, Rashi says? Halo. Sam Sofer says Halo and Chanukah is the Raisa. Even though the Chag is the Rabbanan, but Halo is the Raisa. The Siv says it's only the Rabbanan. Only Halanes b'Shasanes is diraisa. Lezichranes drobulu. But the Chassam Sofer says even diraisa. But Halal's Halal. What is Hodoye? Rashi says Alanisim. Rashi says Alanisim. Amazing. Where's the Chiyum of Lakas Neiris? So Rav Zhulti has a Mahalach, and I still got to look at it again. But Rav Zhulti has a Mahalach that according to the Rambam and the Riaz, you know how he touches the word Hodah? Not Alanisim. You know what it means? Halakas Neiris. Lighting the candles is an expression of thanks to Hashem. Hakara Satov. Says Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, why do we have the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash? Why do we have the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash? Hakara Satov, because Hashem took us Omer Eish through the Midbar.
So when you light the candles, it's an expression of thanks to Hashem. You're with your family. Leandro, you have the health to do it. So it's not ala nisim. It's mamish hodoeh. That's the chiddush. A maisa hodoeh. So if you write it on our art school, we'd say Rashi says ala nisim. The Ram the Riyah say means what? Hadlakas neres. But I was thinking to myself last night, after shul, walking home, according to Rashi then, where's the chiva hadlakas neres? It's not in the Gemara. No? It's not in the Brisa of my Hanukkah. So you got to look back at Rav Zhulde if he answers that. Okay? But my, so we have to do that. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a wonderful day. Proud of you guys. Let's stop in Mincha. Who wants to stop for the Ovid? We got 10 exactly. Man, okay?
Exactly.
Yeah, you're coming back?
Where are you going,
buddy? Yeah, because I want to dive in there. Oh, no, you have to go to the bathroom. Wait for you. Mincha.